Majesty, if you were king, you wouldn't be afraid of anything?
Not nobody. Not nohow.
Not even a rhinoceros?
Imposterous.
How about a hippopotamus?
Why, I'd trash him from top to bottom.
Supposing you met an elephant?
I'd wrap him up in cellophane.
What if it were a brontosaurus?
I'd show him who was king of the forest.
How?
How? Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage. What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage.
The great Burt Lahr from the 1939 MGM movie classic, The Wizard of Oz. And a new Wizard of Oz is coming to the Ordway Theater in St. Paul next week. And we are very happy to have the King of the Forest himself, Lee McDougall, with us today. Good morning, Lee. And how are things with you today?
Very good, Jeff. Nice to speak to you. How are you doing?
Just great, Your Highness. Lee plays the role of the Cowardly Lion and also a farmhand named Zeke in the production of The Wizard of Oz, which is coming to St. Paul in the Ordway Theater next week. And you've been traversing the United States and Canada in this role for several months. How's the show been going?
The show has been going really well. It's very well received. We've been up and down the West Coast from Las Vegas to Los Angeles, Seattle, San Francisco, and now we're coming to St. Paul. We're very excited to be coming into St. Paul. The show has been very, very well received.
Now, The Wizard of Oz, as it will be presented at the Ordway, is a combination of the movie that everybody has seen maybe 300 or 400 or 500 times, along with some new music written by Andrew Lloyd Webber, and somehow the producers have to tie this all together and make it a stage play. How do you think it comes about in being understandable to the audience to have all these elements put together?
Well, the response has been very positive of people saying how incredible the design is of our show. It does follow the film quite closely, but it is a stage musical. They've taken all the favorite songs from the film version and followed the story quite closely, and then just added a couple of new songs. If you watch the film, it starts off as a musical, and then about halfway through, there's just no more songs. I guess they just got tired of writing songs, and it just becomes a movie. So what the producers of our production, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, what they've done is they've added just a few more songs so that it feels more like a musical, that there is music in the second half of the story. But it's the same story. It's a very entertaining story, and there's a little bit of video once in a while, and we have lots of special effects and surprises to sort of kind of mimic or complement what you saw in the film. So, but yeah, the response has been amazing because it is truly a beautiful, beautiful production.
We're speaking with Lee McDougall, who plays the role of the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz, starting December 4th at the Ordway Center in St. Paul, runs through the 29th. And for tickets, you can call 651-224-4222. And we mentioned that in addition to playing the Cowardly Lion, Lee plays the role of Zeke. And while you have the famous characters everybody knows, Dorothy, the Wizard, the Good Witch, the Bad Witch, the Cowardly Lion, the Scarecrow, and the Tin Man, you also play the secondary role of Zeke. And it seems like from what you and I were talking about, that in this production, you get more of the backstory of all those characters and what happens to them at the end than maybe the movie can do.
Well, it's funny because people remember all the color sections of the film, but the first easily 15 minutes of the film is black and white, and it's all the life on the farm for Dorothy and the three farmhands. All the characters are there, Miss Gulch and Auntie M and the three farmhands who become the Scarecrow, the Lion, and the Tin Man. It's funny, we forget that section, but it is actually all there. There's all these things happening to Dorothy on that day, which explain why she runs away and before the hurricane comes. So yes, we have the original scenes from the film set to music now, and then the final scene again when Dorothy wakes up with all the same people from the Kansas farm.
Now, how does the music by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice fit in, and what kind of are they doing to maybe set up the story in a bit, in a way?
Well, they just tried to musicalize a couple of the moments. So there's a new song early in the show in the Kansas section, which explains, you know, what's Dorothy's life, what's going on with Dorothy on this day, sung by everyone in the Kansas scene. And then when she runs away and meets Professor Marvel, who actually ends up being the wizard later on, but she meets Professor Marvel. He has a song explaining the wonders of the world, so he shows her the wonders of the world through this song, because that's what she wants to run away. And then later in the show, the Wicked Witch has a big song, a big production number with all her winkies, when she sings about wanting those red shoes that she so richly deserves. So they musicalize that moment. And then at the very end, when Glinda comes back to tell Dorothy that she could always have gone home, and that all she had to do was click her heels together, that moment is a beautiful big ballad that Glinda begins, and then the whole company eventually sings with her. So they've just, to heighten the story and to musicalize the story, they've added a few songs. Plus, they have all the songs from the original movie that people remember. They've just added a few more musical moments. Makes the show quite beautiful.
I have a feeling that a Twin Cities audience is going to react very strongly when they hear Somewhere Over the Rainbow, because Judy Garland was a Minnesota girl.
Wow, that's great.
And there's a museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, at which they have one of the pairs of the red shoes from the movie.
And other
memorabilia. So it's a long way out of the way from St. Paul, but maybe the folks at the Grand Rapids Museum will come down and give the cast a chance to see some of the items they have at that museum honoring Judy Garland.
Yes, actually, I think we're going to Grand Rapids later in the spring.
Well,
next spring.
Wow! Yeah. Oh, for the Garland Festival they have each spring.
Maybe it is. Yes, but I know we are performing in Grand Rapids, so maybe we'll hit that museum.
As an actor, you're preparing for this role, how much do you try to keep the stuff that people might remember, and how much do you say, maybe I don't want to try to be Bert Lahr as the Cowardly Lion, I want to be Lee McDougall as the Cowardly Lion?
Yeah. We were asked in the first auditions if we could come up with something original, because, you know, I think they understood that if we all tried to imitate those famous stars from the film, that what you'd get is people sort of commenting on whether or not he did a good Bert Lahr or she was a good Judy Garland or not. So it's a new interpretation of the story. I mean, there's a lot of great comedy from the film that's been kept, but these are reimagined characters. Everyone's reimagining. So, because I could never do a performance as wonderful as Bert Lahr's. But yes, I do have my moments of fun and craziness in the performing that lion. But yeah, you'll see that everyone is reinterpreting the story, the characters for like a fresh version of it.
And there's always room for this, because people have to remember that L. Frank Baum actually wrote about 24 Oz books.
Yep.
And this only encaptures the Dorothy story, only is one little tiny bit of that massive story of the wonderful world of Oz.
Yes, and it's amazing. I was just looking at a book a couple of days ago of the history of the Wizard of Oz, and when the books came out, they were so famous, and it was very early turned into a stage production and a stage musical. There was a picture of a touring production touring around the United States in 1902. A touring production of The Wizard of Oz. And I thought, isn't that amazing that long before, then there was a silent movie, then there was finally the big movie in 1939 that we all remember. But it's funny, it had quite a life, or maybe 50 years before that movie.
And
so
of course,
this is another.
And of course, a recent movie about the show from the wizard's point of view, and now another stage musical of.
Yes.
So it's a timeless story.
It is quite a timeless story. We've been impressed, but when people come, I mean, there are a lot of people bringing children to the show because a lot of the kids don't know the story or they're seeing it for the first time. But then you have adults in the audience who know it and have seen it, and then even grandparents who, you know, love the story and have loved it from television over the years and movie theaters. So it really cuts across all generations, the appeal of the story.
Well, it sounds like a great production. The Wizard of Oz, a brand new production, put together with the help of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice and their production company. It's been on stage across the United States and Canada. Comes to the Ordway Center in St. Paul on December the 4th and runs through December 29th. For tickets, you can call 651-224-4222. Or, of course, you can go right to the Ordway's website and the ticket office there, ordway.org. Don't forget that O-R-G part of it, ordway.org. We've been talking with the Cowardly Lion, Lee McDougall. And Lee, thank you so very much for being with us. Safe travels and have a happy stay while you're in St. Paul.
Thank you, Jeff. Lovely to talk to you.
That's Lee McDougall of the Wizard of Oz, December 4th through the 29th, Ordway Center in St. Paul, 651-224-4222 for tickets.